I guess the quickest way to answer that question, Roger, is to say, no, I don't think it's a problem. But that doesn't do justice to the depth of your question. I think you are, as you ask the question, you have in mind the machinations of politics and personal ambition the carrots and the sticks, all of the accoutrements of human motivation and manipulation that go into achieving power, and perhaps you're wondering whether or not all of those things are not destructive of the institution or somehow interfere with the functioning of the court. My view of the matter is related, I think, to my concept of human nature and of human society. As we talked yesterday, I think it's pretty clear that my background is as a Roman Catholic, and one, I suppose, would assume that that means I have a certain respect for authority and a kind of ecclesiastical dictatorship, if you will, the obvious papal infallibility that we believe in. And certainly the Catholic Church is a structure that doesn't have a particularly democratic tradition. But the fact of the matter is that while I'm a Catholic and a Roman Catholic, but in terms of my the discipline, the faith that I profess, I'm also an American. And I think maybe I embody a whole group of people who are American Catholics in the sense that they have a very strong commitment to and philosophical connection with the story of the founding of the United States of America, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the our Revolution, the Articles of Confederation, and so forth, and the philosophical idea that the power to govern flows from the consent of the governed. I remember at the University of Detroit in political science classes being taught that Almighty God made people as, among other things, social animals, and our need and our desire to come together in societies and in groups is something that is inherent in our nature as the Almighty created us. And in that sense, in that derivative sense, authority comes from God. Not in the way that we used to think the divine right of kings, but derivatively through the way the Lord made us to be social people, to need structures, to need civil authority, and so forth. And that's a concept that's very consistent with the belief that the best way to do that is through the consent of the governed and through democratic structures. All of which brings me to the idea that I am not comfortable with the elitist notion that somehow or other we can find a selection process that will get us wise and benign and competent leadership. A selection process outside of working through the consent of the governed. And I know the failings when you work through the consent of the governed, and I know the failings of the democratic process. And I watched it happen in not only in the broad governmental situation, but in the micro-governmental situations of boards of directors, committees, groups, courts that I've served on, the Common Pleas Court, the Circuit Court, and ultimately the Supreme Court. When I went on the Common Pleas Court of Detroit in 1961, I was 31 years old, and I thought this is the epitome of activity here, human, professional, social activity. And I remember my very first judges meeting, which was hastily convened down the back hall with judges with their robes flowing, dashing into Judge Connolly's office, who was then the presiding judge. And we were talking about the business of the court, whatever was urgent at the moment. And I remember Harry Dingaman coming in, and he had a newspaper story, a big picture on the back of the news or the Free Press, I forget which, of Horace Gilmore, then a circuit court judge, administering the oath of office or enrobing one of a number of municipal judges at a ceremony that was taught written up in the newspaper.